This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi everyone, this is Kazim Ali, author of The Voice of Sheila Chandra, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of August. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. This is Darius Adifat Peckham reading Confessional to Famous Iranian Pop Singer Dariush. Dariush was imprisoned before the Islamic Revolution for what he refers to as his deep beliefs. Sitting in the pews as a boy, I told the time by how hot my tongue became. My mouth clamped shut, the coolness of my toothpaste faded as the morning faded. I bent over my book. There was something too clean about this, the old white faces peering out like suns, the sheen of robes hovering near the altar, rows of people presenting themselves, a fish market. I never could skip the sex scenes in my book, one hand a shield to the cross. I never could remember their names, no matter what I did. My other hand stayed cold. The stiffness at my crotch. My standing for communion, failing to catch the eye of the teenage acolyte with her candle, I worried I'd be a virgin for the rest of my life. And I always wished I could dance, like Elvis, like Michael, humiliated by the body, humiliated by my stepmother wanting me to believe in something, anything, at least sing the hymns. Believe in something, believe, I urged myself. My great-grandfather, the devout Muslim, would clean his hands incessantly before prayer, or so my mother wrote. I never knew him. When my great-grandfather died, he was surrounded by a pool of his own filth. Shamed, she said in Persian, the word for shame and embarrassment, synonymous, the light through stained glass, imagined light. I practiced Jackson's moves in my mirror. For a year, I take hip-hop lessons. I try to break dance. I realize too late it is a solo act. I am bullied mercilessly. I learn from the boys in my class that dancing is gay. I hate the spotlight. My family in Iran has dance parties. My grandparents send videos. I think their arms looked like samaras, whirligigs, wingtips weaving in and out of one another's airflow. I felt joyful. I felt betrayed by everyone. I wanted to disappear in the pew with my book, the smell of wax like a steaming cup of water, the breath of my father singing hymns, the melt. I liked to watch the people stand and sit and kneel and stand, their prayers foaming at the lip. Pulsing, mouth open at release. About this poem. Uncertainty and joy have emerged as two of the most important areas of exploration in my work about grief, masculinity, and coming of age. At the height of my isolation this year, this poem began as an attempt to lean as far into my uncertainties as possible. And I couldn't think of a better place to land than my 10-year-old self sitting in the church pew, thinking. The writing of this poem, probably unsurprisingly, put me in just about my biggest and longest writing funk ever, but as I tried to untangle those unrelenting adolescent truths, I felt as if I was writing my own poetic origin story, or coming as close as I could to approaching that bear. I realized that every poem comes from this version of myself in exactly this moment. Those multiplicity of selves I felt and was, all of which I still am, still listening to the music, hymns and Daryush alike, still wondering who or what I might become.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.